Okay. Where's your room?
Would you like it?
I don't know yet.
It's right here.
Okay.
What was
that about?
What was it about? It was about learning one of the key messages to sharpen the intelligence and wits is not the way. None but the broken win the favor of the king.
You were saying? That was it? This is a subject you should be ready to talk about, right? Would you please read this? Listen to him. Read number 5.
Okay.
Look at the book.
Sharpening our wits and intelligence is not the way.
Was there something like that?
Yes.
Yes?
Was it our?
No, I changed it.
Do you have any right to change the wording of your name in your homework?
I thought it was more applicable
I
to
thought
our state.
This
was
about thinking and wits. What does it mean?
Well, Mevlana says in the beginning, this book shall describe our state, our hall.
Mm-hmm.
So I sensed and felt that because in the beginning he spoke about our hall, that the word I could use the word our.
You are defending that changing of the word. I was asking another question. I asked, what did this mean?
To me it means like it's not an intellectual growth exercise that we're undergoing. Rather, it's the breaking down of our nafs, or the ripening of our nafs, so that what is hard and sour grows and becomes sweet and full and rich and nutritious to other people in our relationships.
Every time I wrote these 2 lines, it stopped my brain from spinning itself in circles.
Okay, this was a verse, right? Written to say something. It was saying that it's not the wit and intelligence, right? But he was teaching us something to put in the intelligence and add to our wits, wasn't it? You know what's the contradiction of education when a teacher will tell you it's not learning this? It will contradict the deed of teaching, right? That's my question. That's why I ask you to write it 40 times. To seriously think about it, not to change it and grasp the meaning. To see it repeatedly because there was something down there that needs a very careful examination. Somebody who's teaching intelligently something to you will say, this is not the way. So, you have to think about this seriously. Could we? What it means? A teacher, while teaching, will say, learning the lessons is not it. This is what we're talking about, right? If you don't understand this, what's the meaning of next step? Nothing. You should stop. And this I choose as an example. The text you're facing is written like this. I mean, the book is full of this kind of contradiction. Yes?
It seems like it's the first half of the first story.
First half of the first story. What do you mean by that?
The story of the King and the Handmaid is about becoming enamored with your intelligence and how that sickens the soul, sickens yourself, until you finally are broken, until you finally come to that place where you just let everything go and you cry out to God.
You have an explanation of some meaning which is hanging here, but it doesn't clarify this contradiction in the text. We have chosen one verse of this text, and with poetic language you could always do that, right? One verse could be quoted. The verse quoted is that it's not about intelligence and wit, right? If that's right, what is he teaching? So that couldn't be right. That could not be what he means. We cannot interpret the teaching of a teacher that learning the lesson is no good. You cannot. If you let it happen, expect a lot of confusions here around. How does it work? There are two tricks here. First is the isolation. Quoting a verse, a piece of something, could never be the representative of that thing. Never ever. That we know, right? Yes, it could. There are pieces of a system that they explain more than the other pieces what the complex is all about. But complex is complex. A text is a text. Imagine a man who went to the mosque and sat down after the prayer. You know, we go up, we talk. When he starts talking, we go like this. There are some temptations, some feelings that they are deep down in us, so they will lead us to have pity, to have some sentiments, to maybe help people. The guy fell asleep. The mullah is going on and saying something. He wakes up with the mullah's shout that, "You people, remember, these are bad. And you should try to stop all these together, because the feeling is the animal feeling. You should listen to the warning of God. Remember." The conclusion is, those things are bad. Meanwhile, he was talking that those feelings are good, there are negative feelings, blah, blah. He was sleeping. It's always funny like that if you skip one part. You remember that I emphasized that if you want to understand this, you have to have the main picture first in your mind. What is he trying to say? Then this part should fit there. So this verse is a part of a long sentence, right? What is that sentence? What is that paragraph, as I call it? Is setting forth how the vizier incurred tradition in this plot.